My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we find ourselves in chapter number 6, Mishnah number 4. We are in the middle of a chapter that has mostly to do with the differences between Rashut Rabim and Rashut Yachid. And today we are going to explore the nature of Safek vis-a-vis that din. Kol she'ata yachol erabot sfekot usik sfekot. As much as you're able to pile on sfeikos, doubts, sfeikos, double doubts. And double doubts, sfeikos, anyone who's done Yoredea knows that that we can get ourselves out of a lot of things, so to speak, colloquially, by piling on sfeikos, right? The shach's klalei sfeikos. That when you have a suffix on a suffix, that we're makel. That is not true here in the world of Tumatara. Bershuta yachid tameh, bershuta rabim tahor. No matter how many sfeikos you have in the private domain, you are tameh, regardless of how many sfeikos, and in the reshuta rabim, you remain tahor. Ketzad. How is that? Here's some examples. Nichnas lamavui v'tuma b'chatzer. You go into a mavui, into an alley, and the tuma is over in the courtyard. Adjacent suffik nichnas, suffik lo nichnas. It's unclear if you went in or you didn't go in. That's your first suffik. Tuma bait, suffik nichnas, suffik lo nichnas. Maybe it's in the house, and it's a suffik if you went in or you didn't go in. Afilu nichnas, even if you did go in, piling them on. Ready? Suffik haita sham, suffik lo haita sham. Even if you did go in, it's a suffik whether the tuma was there. Afilu haita sham, and even if it was there, it's still a suffik, she'ish ba kashur, suffik she'ain ba kashur. It's a suffik whether or not there was a minimum shear, amount, in order to render tuma. Maybe the thing was too small to begin with. Afilu she'ish ba, and even if it had enough shear in it to render tuma, project tuma, suffik tuma, suffik tahara. It's even a suffik if the thing was tummy in the first place. Maybe it was tahor. Afilu tuma, and even if it's tame, suffik naga, suffik lo, it's a suffik if you even touched it. So you're up like 7 sveikos. Sveiko tame. In all of these situations, we consider the suffik to be tame. Rabbi Elazar differs. Rabbi Elazar points out, I mean, it's going to implicitly point out, that the entire din of sveikos regarding Rashuta Rabbi, Rashuta Yachid, indeed, the entire notion of reshuyot within the world of tumantara stems from the mitzvah of sota. The sota is a woman who is accused of adultery, meaning we don't know for sure that she committed adultery. If we know for sure that she committed adultery, then she's not a sota, then she's an adulteress. But if here she's accused of secluding herself in a private space, that we know for sure, and she's accused of committing adultery, that is a suffik. So here we have, in the Torah, a case where there's a suffik in Rashut Yachid, and it's considered tameh. She is considered tameh, tmeah. Until her status is later resolved. So that is the entire, everyone agrees on both sides of this machlokas, that is the source for how we understand Rishuyot and how we understand Sveikot in the world of Tumantara. So Rabbi Lazar wants to be, he wants to follow this din, I suppose, more closely, or parallel it more closely. Safik Bia, Tahor, Safik Maga, Tuma, Tame. So Safik Bia, it's a Safik whether you went in or not. So here, if we wanted to look at our sota case, that's not exactly the sota. The sota is a case where there's no suffik whether she went in or not. She was definitely in that room. The suffik is whether she did anything in that room. But we know for sure that she was in the room. So if she wasn't in the room, so maybe that's not called sota. And Rabbi Elazar wants to say that's not called suffik tuma b'shusa yachid. So suffik bia tahor. Safik maga tuma tameh. So Rabbi Elazar says, no, but if you want to be like the sota, you know, track the sota, then a suffik whether you touch it or not is a valid suffik and it's tameh. But a suffik whether you were in there in the first place is not a valid suffik. That's Rabbi Elazar. We do not paskin like him, but we do give him credit for being extremely consistent, as we see in mission number 5. Nichnas labika bimuta kshamim. If you go into the field, there's this field that appears and reappears throughout Shas. It's not a field, excuse me, a valley. And there are multiple stakeholders. There are multiple, stake is a funny word here in this context. There are multiple fields owned by different people. Bimotak shamim. So in the winter, there aren't so many people planting, farming. The tuma basada plonit, and there's tuma in one of the fields. The amar halachti. By the way, the fact that there aren't, it's bimotak shamim, meaning that there aren't so many people there, indicates to us that it's a reshudi yachid. Okay, so now we have a reshudi yachid, and there's tuma somewhere. Va'amar halachti l'makom alaz ve'ini yodei nichnasi lo tasad hasadeh v'im lo nichnasi. Now I'm not sure. I went over there, but I'm not sure if I went to this sadeh with the tuma or this sadeh without the tuma. So we have a safek in a reshudi yachid, but this isn't a safek maga. This is a safek bia. This is a safek whether you were there in the first place. So Rabbi Elazar, true to his word, is matahir. The chachamim, true to their word, are mitamein. They think that the person is tamid because it's we don't differentiate between safek bia, safek maga. Rabbi Elazar does. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.